The Bush administration is making yet another attempt to obtain support in the UN Security Council for a resolution on the future of Iraq. Over the weekend, the Bush administration presented a revised draft resolution in an effort to overcome objections by key council members and those of UN Secretary General Kofi Annan. The resolution would authorize an international force for Iraq, but its larger goal is to encourage more countries to provide troops and money to reconstruct and stabilize the country. NPR's Vicky O'Hara joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
It's the third time the Bush administration has revised the draft resolution. How does it differ from the last version?
The major change is that it sets a deadline of December 15th for the U.S.-appointed governing council in Iraq to come up with a timetable for drafting a constitution and also for holding elections. The last version didn't have that deadline. The new text also is worded in such a way that it gives more importance to the governing council. It says that the council and its ministries are the principal bodies of the Iraqi interim administration, which will embody the sovereignty of the state of Iraq during the transitional period. But the basics of the resolution are really unchanged. The text calls for a multinational force in Iraq under a U.S. command to maintain security, but this version says that the U.N. Security Council should review that operation within a year.
Does the new draft give the United Nations a larger role in Iraq, as some countries have demanded?
It doesn't seem to, and that's likely to be a real problem. 2 weeks ago, the U.S. thought it had a lot of support in the Security Council for its second draft, but that support basically collapsed because the Secretary General, Kofi Annan, wasn't satisfied with what the resolution said about the role of the U.N. He came out publicly and said that the second draft was not in line with his recommendations, and he and others at the United Nations are very concerned that the arrangement proposed by Washington still leaves the U.S.-led occupation in charge of the political transition in Iraq, and they think that that could endanger UN personnel who were working there.
What have other council members had to say about the new resolution?
Well, it was circulated over the weekend, but already Russia as well as France have indicated that they're not satisfied. France has been sort of a leading critic of the U.S. resolution all along, but the United States had been getting some indications that Russia might come aboard. But the U.S. at this point has pretty well given up on getting France's support, but it's still hoping that it can convince Russia and perhaps China to support the text. If those two permanent members of the council do come aboard, that could go a long way toward convincing countries such as Pakistan to do so as well. And Pakistan is important as a potential contributor of troops to the stabilization force.
How serious a setback is it if this latest resolution doesn't win approval?
Well, some people in the Bush administration say it's not critical. They say that the United States already is getting military contributions as well as pledges of financial assistance from quite a few countries. But the international community is about to hold a donors conference on Iraq, and having that resolution in hand certainly would encourage other countries to be more generous. The reconstruction of Iraq is estimated to require tens of billions of dollars over the next 4 years. And at the moment, most governments are talking about contributions in the millions, not the billions, which leaves the United States to pick up the rest.
So if this resolution goes down, then what happens? Would they try to, draft another one?
I think that's unlikely. I suspect this is the last attempt. I think if this resolution is not approved, the United States will simply decide to forego the resolution and live with the consequences.
NPR's Vicky O'Hara.